This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Fear often results in a myriad of sinful responses. As I've mentioned before, one behavior that commonly follows fear is the urge to excuse yourself by accusing others. We saw this in the garden as Adam blamed Eve for their sin. Another behavior stemming from fear is that you become distant from God and from people. In Adam's case, he distanced himself from God because he felt guilt and shame. I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid, in Genesis 3:10. Also passed down from our forefather Adam is a fear of losing control, which often manifests itself in the form of demands. If you're afraid of losing control, you'll fight harder to stay on top of people, conversations, and situations. Adam and Eve's relationship was transformed forever as Satan declared to Eve, "You will want to please your husband, but he'll lord it over you forever." An additional behavior caused by fear is deceit. Simply put, you pretend to be someone you aren't. The Apostle John was well acquainted with this imposter when he wrote, "If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves." When God's man allows fear to rule him, sick qualities enter his character. But the Lord, who is able to calm the raging storm of the sea, desires that you seek Him so that He might calm the storm of fear that rages in your heart.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.